It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the Bath County High School as your Bath County Lady Cats at home this evening, taking on the Fleming County Lady Panthers. I'm Todd Waits, joined alongside by Davey Moore. And Coach, it feels like it's been forever. I don't know, has there been any rule changes, you know, since we've last broadcasted?
It's only been, 13 days since we were on the air, and it's been, for these teams, it's been 12 days since Fleming played and 10 days for us, so it's been a while. A lot could have happened, so.
Yeah, I mean, we went away from, you know, the season last year and started, you know, or this year, rule changed as far as free throws, and it took us a while to get used to that. I was just making sure that we didn't need to make an adjustment on the fly to be ready for
it. Nothing that I'm aware of, you know, so I'm sure these girls have probably got a little bit of rust, just getting tired of practicing against each other, so it should be an interesting game.
Absolutely. It was a game that you and I called over Fleming County a couple, actually 3 or 4 weeks ago now, but it was one of those that you really felt that Bath County had a shot at coming out with a victory, and as the game went on, it just kind of seemed to still be there, but, you know, Fleming County kind of asserted themselves late in that game, able to pick up the win and knock off the Lady Cats. But, you know, it was one of those that, honestly, when I look back, it was a 63-51 final. The game was much closer than that, and I honestly felt like the Lady Cats was the better team that night, just had some bad bounces of the basketball.
Some bad bounces. They turned the ball over. Couldn't keep Adams off the board. She ended up with a double-double that night with 23 points and 12 rebounds. And that'll be, I'm sure, is the key tonight to slow her down, because she was the only girl that scored in double figures for them the last time. But, you know, their three top performers performed that night with her with 23, Watson with 9, and Sadie Price with 9. So those are your keys right there. They're all three, if I remember looking back right. They all, Adams and Watson are in double figures, and Sadie's right behind at 9.9. So that's your key to the game, and you got to keep Jackson didn't play much that night because she was coming off a suspension, so it should be interesting to see with her in the mix tonight on the board game.
You know, Jackson's been one of those players. She's been very dominant and very capable of putting up some big numbers. But, you know, the one knock that, you know, I've had and lots of people have had, she allows her emotions to take her out of a lot of ball games.
Yes, she does.
And what I mean by that, she'll commit a foul and she'll argue it with the ref and get another foul. Or she'll get it mixed up with another player and basically take herself out of the game. And, you know, she's too good of a player to not be on the court. But, you know, Bath County's bugaboo, when we play against this team, we allow them to get in our heads. And we have for, well, going all the way back to when Coach Orm was there. It's just one of those bugaboos. Ever since they've come into the region, we always seem like we have a player or two that just basically goes right into their wheelhouse and gets baited into committing the foul, or the frustration, you know, gets set on us, and we don't go focusing on our mission. We go focusing on, well, what Fleming County's trying to do is take us out of ours.
Yeah, I thought there a few years ago we'd gotten out of that habit. We beat Fleming once a year, and then once a year, and then in 2019 we beat them both times, and then come back and upset them again in 2019-2020, the COVID year. But we just can't seem to get over that hump to where we can take care of business with them, at least get to that second place notch. If not, you know, I think there's still a battle for first in this district, because, you know, Fleming's only played two games. Bass only played three games in the district. So still plenty of time to get the seeding.
Absolutely. You know, Bath County could run the table, pick up their last three district wins, and really muddy up this, you know, 1-2 seed. And make it come down to, you know, figuring out who gets that top spot. You know, but the Bath County Lady Cats getting ready to tip it off against Fleming County here in just a little bit. We're going to take another short break, send it back to studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA. We'll return courtside in a couple of minutes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here at Bath County High School. Bath County Lady Cats back out on court, warming up to our left. Fleming County Lady Panthers warming up to our right as these two teams set for a district matchup. When you look at the records, both teams have 10 wins. Bath County's got 7 losses. Fleming County only 4 losses. Bath County 1-2 within the district. There are 2 losses coming to Fleming and Round County. The lone win over Menifee County. Fleming County comes in here 3-0. They've defeated all their opponents on the district side of things.
Yeah, it's again, I still think this district is wide open. Menifee is starting to make a run. They're 0-3 in the district, but, they just won the 16th region Hall A, and they play tomorrow against Nicholas in that. So they're getting a little momentum going. So, you know, basically, back in the day, you didn't want to be the 4 seed going up against the 1 seed in this district, whether it be Round or Fleming. Now I think it's really, really competitive, and it doesn't really matter what seed you get, but you don't want to lose every game in the season in the district. You want to have a little bit of momentum going into district play and beat one of these teams.
I said 3-0. I meant 2-0. I apologize.
That's all right.
I was thinking our three games, and I got it in my head. But
I knew what you said.
They defeated Menifee County 3 days before they defeated us, and they knocked off Bath County that night 63-51. The Menifee County game was only a 5-point game, 69-64. So Coach Schwartz and those girls over there, they're getting a little bit of confidence.
Yep.
They play hard, and I said it when we did our broadcast, they play Schwartz ball.
Yes, they do.
They play for their coach, and they play hard for their coach. And, you know, it's the same thing that, you know, when Coach Schwartz was on the boys' side of things, Tim, his players always joked around, and I meant it, and I told him that 2 or 3 times. I said, your boys, I don't know what you do to them, what you feed them, but they will run through a brick wall for you. And he says, they just play hard. He said, that's all I ask of them.
That's all you can ask of any player, any teammate, is just to play hard. And if you play hard and hustle, that'll take care of a lot of things.
You know, a lot of times you see all these different coaches. You see it at the college level. You hear about these recruiting coaches, and you hear about, you know, coaches that have you know, good situations and, you know, what they're good at and all that. You know, in Bath County over the years, we've had some really great game coaches that didn't really know how to construct a practice. We've had some really good practice coaches, but in game situations, sometimes seem like they struggle with the X's and O's. And, you know, when you got a Coach Collier sitting over there, he's one that he manages his practices harder than he does his games. Yep. His games are the easy part.
Yep.
And he does a good job with that. But, you know, he lives and dies with these girls, and he has his full his confidence in them as they do in themselves, and you can really tell.
And his practices are consistent. They do the same thing every day. You get better at it. They know what, and they know their role, and they know their job and what they need to do to. It's like we've got a basketball. We've already got the pole out already. Hadn't even started yet. So.
They're trying to get chairs set up so they quit hitting the mics and making all that noise go off. But
gotta get that fixed. That noise is irritating to everyone. It's got to be fixed. So
as far as our recruitment opening argument tonight, you kind of touched on them just a little bit. You know, Bath County's got to be able to take care of the basketball. They can't turn it over tonight, and they've got to be able to handle the paint. Yes, we're undersized. We've only got really Fareed as our main. Post presence as an eighth grader because she's our tallest, but you know, we've got to have rebounds. You know, she's good for about 19 points some season and about 7 rebounds. We need about 19 rebounds out of her as well.
Exactly, because I mean, you're missing Tiller, so still not back in the lineup. It's a big rebounding factor, especially when you got Jackson and Adams to deal with. Fleming County's going to go with Price and Price, and Watson at the guards, Adams and Jackson at the forward. So, very experienced lineup also for Fleming County. Dominated by seniors and juniors in that lineup, except for Mallory, who is a sophomore. So,
but you know, she plays so much older than...
She's been playing a long time. She knows her role, knows how to play.
But the starting lineup's being announced for Bath County out there. Currently got Fareed, Pritch, Norris. Going to have the two seniors in Crouch and Barrett. That'll be Bath County's starting five. I anticipate Fareed stepping in on the other side. I'm probably guessing Jackson, but I'm not 100% sure who will step across from her.
The last game we did, Fareed had a really nice game against Powell, and I think she continued that against West Jessamine and Lafayette, if I remember in the box scores right. So she's starting to grow into her role and starting to mature a little bit on the basketball floor, which is great. Great news for the Lady Cats this time of the season. I guess the big question is, do we see Mallory Cox any tonight?
She has been cleared, able to come back after having a surgically repaired knee. So as Fareed, as anticipated, will step in. Adams will be across from her on the other side of the circle. So we're just about underway here. Ball in the air, controlled by Bath County as they get into the hands of Barrett between the circles. Barrett puts down a dribble now, surveys.
Fleming in man-to-man.
Barrett drives in, kicks over to Norris. Norris drives into the paint, picks up the dribble, dumps it to Fareed. Fareed drop step, shot up over top of Jackson, no good. Adams claims the rebound. We're off the other direction. It's Price in the front court to Watson. Watson left-handed dribble, kicks it over left side. Fareed up, no good. Long kick and rebound comes off. Price follows her shot, gets shot up by Norris. Two players go to the floor, jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Fleming County.
Good hustle by both teams there. Bath has also started out in half court man-to-man.
Mallory Price will inbound on the far side. Looks, gets it into Adams. Adams puts down a dribble. Takes her move over left wing, pick up a dribble, needs some help. Throws it up top, nearly taken away, and finally is by Barrett. She finds Fareed. Fareed drives in, lays up, back in on top, 2-0. Good student sections come out for Bath County here. No school today. I think everybody will be back in tomorrow, though.
Yep.
It's another turnover by Crouch. Crouch comes up the left side, gets it in the front court, takes it into the paint, has it knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fleming County's Watson.
Bath kind of changed their defense up there a little bit that time. A little three-quarter pressure caused Fleming to turn the ball over.
Norris inbounds it to Barrett. Collier calls the play.
Fleming's still in the man-to-man.
To French, to Crouch. Crouch on the left wing, fakes the shot, now gives a pass over to Norris. To the right wing they go. French gives it up top to Barrett. Barrett looks, directing traffic. Gives it out to Crouch, out high on that right side. Crouch surveys, looks, now over to Norris. Now to French in the corner. Inside to Fareed. Fareed drop steps. Kicks it over to the left side, Norris. Norris drives to the baseline, cut off. over to Barrett. Barrett shot, baseline jumper up, no good. Rebound comes off, claimed by Fleming County. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Adams as Heard Jackson fought for it. Turned it over to Bath County.
Like a communication there by Fleming. Freed and Jericho both made it that by with an extra, step. That's all right. It's all right.
Norris looking the trigger. Gets it in high to French out on that right wing. She curls in towards the paint. Gets it over to Norris. Norris on the left wing. She penetrates. Goes to spin move. Knocked away by Mallory Price, but into the hands of French. French stops at the foul line. Loses it. Back up to Barrett. Fakes a three. She drives in. Takes it all the way up to the rack. Lays it up and in.
Good strong move by Ashton there. Again, a three-quarter defense here. Fleming has stolen it away again.
Sprouse comes up with it. She's bumped. I don't know why there was no call.
No blood, no foul.
Over to Barrett. She comes up the right side. She pushes all the way down. Forces a shot up. No good. She was fouled by Mallory Price. Barrett will go to the line for a couple. First foul of the game is against Fleming County's Mallory Price. Her first team first.
Fleming's starting to show that rust right now at the beginning of not playing for the last 12 days.
They didn't go through any Collier practices, obviously.
Probably not, no.
Free throw up from Barrett is good. Kenny leads it. 5-0. 6 minutes left to go here. Opening quarter. Beth Kenny a couple weeks ago had Round County shut out in the first quarter. Kept them scoreless, but didn't keep them from coming back and getting the win. So get it over to Mallory Price. High arcing three up the left side, no good. Comes off. Sadie Price, her put back to elbow, no good. Rims out and goes into the hands of Mallory Price. Back to Sadie Price, who's got it on this right wing. Gives it up to Adams on the right side. Adams looking. Puts down a dribble. Gives it up. So get it over to Watson out on that left wing. Watson works. Got a switch. Now has Barrett guarding her. Ball is knocked away. Finally jostled loose. French picks it up over here on the left wing. Drives all the way in. Goes up against Adams. Lays it in. 8-0 back in the lead. Fleming County's seen enough. They call for a timeout. They're going to talk about it. 5:21 left to go in the opening quarter. Beth Kenny capitalizing on turnovers from Fleming County. 8-0 currently is our score. The rugged and reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available at 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on your wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today, Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. So we appreciate them being a great sponsor as the clock's continuing to run here. I think it was an accident. I think Barry hit the wrong button.
Barry's out of practice as well.
8-0, Bath County leading here.
Well, we got the clock back. Looks like Fleming wasn't expecting Bath to be in the full court press. It's caused three or four turnovers right here off the bat.
So now we're in the 1-2-1-1. Kind of matched up out of it.
Look at the trap as soon as the ball comes in.
Sadie Price up the sideline in the front court to Adams. Adams picked up a dribble.
Another foul.
Jostled it loose, gets a turnover. Norris dribbles in the front court, drives all the way to the rack, goes up the shot, no good. Rebound comes off. Jackson needing some help, puts down a dribble, gives it up to Sadie Price. She comes dribbling up the right side. Lobs it over to Adams on the right wing. They come over, they trap her. Adams might have got away with a carry there. Lobs it in inside to Jackson. Barrett comes from behind, steals it away. Back the other direction. Barrett kicks it over to French. Right corner three is on its way. Up, oh, no good, but she was fouled. Sadie Price whistled for it. Her first. Team second. French at the line, 4:42 left to go in the opening quarter. Chance to extend Bath County's lead. First free throw bouncing good. 9-0, Bath County leads.
Wholesale substitutions for Fleming getting ready to come in after the next free throw.
French second free throw on its way. Bath County leads in the double digits, 10-0. She was fouled shooting a three, so she'll get another opportunity here.
It's a good fast start by the Lady Cats, just what they need, and hope they can maintain it.
Bridge free throw on its way. Good as well. Made all three of them. 11-0. Bathcany leads Fleming County. Trap in backcourt. They get it over to the left side. That's Fleming. Get in the front court. Into the hands of Argo. Now up top to Burns. Burns working. Gets away from Norris. Goes over to the right corner. They throw it inside. French flashing out of nowhere. Knocks that one out of bounds. They were trying to get it into Argo.
Good hustle by Bailey there to prevent the easy basket.
I mean, she came out of nowhere, able to deflect that, contort her body to keep from committing a foul, and knock that one out of bounds. But from the lob to Jackson up top, that's what they do at about the foul line. Jackson gives it over to this right wing into the hands of Holland. Holland working, picked up the dribble to Jackson. She turns at the elbow, looking, needing some help. Creates some space, gives it up. They throw it over to the left wing, Holland. Holland drives, penetration cut off, kicks it out to the left side of Burns. Burns curls into the elbow. To the right corner they go. Back to swing it around. Argo back up to Burns between the circles. Burns working. Driving in against French. Gets it into the paint. Norris just steals it away. Finds Barrett. Barrett coast to coast. Laying it up and in. Back and leading it 13-0. 3:46 left to go opening quarter.
Great defensive pressure by the Lady Cats tonight.
Ball knocked away from behind by Barrett. As they just basically run off left for guards in the backcourt. And she was had one in front. And Barrett trailing from behind. Burns dribbling. Comes dribbling up and behind a foul on Norris. He said Norris gives her a little bit of a shove.
Put two hands on her.
That's her first.
Fleming fans saying she's been doing it all night.
Burns looking. Throws it in the front court, gets it to Holland. To the right corner, they go to Argo. Skips it all the way across. French steals that pass. Bathcany back the other direction. Middle of the floor comes French. Gives it to Barrett. Barrett goes driving in. Shot up. Lays it in. 15-0. Bathcany leads. 3:10 left to go in the opening quarter. Burns up the right side. Picked up her dribble. Needs some help. She's trapped in the corner.
Really
throws it up top. And then Barrett's going to be whistled for that reach-in foul on Adams. I'm sorry, excuse me. And Kelly. Oh, why is that Adams? I guess because she was set to come back in.
Josie Reed in the ballgame for the Lady Cats replaces Norris.
So Barrett with one, Norris with one. Barrett remains on the floor. Argo looking to trigger from this near side. Gets it to Sadie Price. She's got it up top. Gets it over to Argo on the right wing. Argo loads it inside to Adams. Adams turns, puts a shot up, off glass, no good. Barrett claims a rebound for Bath County. She'll slow it up, 2:45. Left to go, opening quarter. Bath County leading it by 15. Barrett in the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Picks up her dribble, needs some help. Finds French, top the key. Three's on its way. It's off the mark, no good. Long kicking rebound in the hands of Reed. She gives it back to French. French drives in, finds Fareed. Fareed goes into the paint, shot up, no good. She was fouled. Fareed was the savior at the Powell County game, clinching that win with the two made free throws late in that one.
Big time. That's Sadie Price's second foul.
Free throw up. In and out, no good. Spun out. As Watson will come in. Price checks out. Breed makes 1-2, 16-0, 2:30 left to go here, opening quarter. Burns gives a pass over to Watson. Watson left-hand dribble to the left corner. Spins, gets in the front court, and they're going to get Reed for a pushing foul up top.
She didn't get over in time to cut off the sideline. Norris back in replacing Freed.
Give her a breather. She's played hard.
Yes, she has.
We tried to get her out after that free throw, but it didn't happen. Fleming looking to trigger to get it to Argo. Gives it back over to Holland. Holland has it taken away by Barrett. Barrett looks. Finds French. French comes up. Left-handed shot. No good. It's blocked from behind as Watson came down with it. Burns up this right sideline. Gives a little bit of shove to Reed. Still with the ball. Finally got her.
Be Josie's second.
two on Reed. So Argo will inbound. Reed will check out. To get him back court to Burns. Branch guarding her back, and it looks like they're in a man-to-man now. Watson. Lost her shoe.
Lost her shoe.
My son did that in the game last night as well. Lost his shoe.
She said it like three times before he ever. Which I don't know if there's what the rule is on stopping play or not, but a lot of times in a college game, you just see them throw it off to the side and just keep on playing until the next dead ball.
Who was it? It was a couple of weeks ago that you talked about that. The guy lost one shoe, and you talk about him taking the shoe off. He took his other one off and threw it off and played in the sock feet until the end of possession.
Down for Reed, her first.
Watson at the line, chance to get her team some points with the clock stopped here at 1:46. First free throw from Watson up, nothing at the bottom of the net, high arcing free throw. Plum County on the board, 16-1 now.
That caught some of that rain we've been getting.
Might bring more in as high as it came down. Second free throw from Watson up, in and out, no good. Rebound hits the deck, Norris actually picks it up, and then she's fouled by Watson in backcourt.
That was a great block out by Lady Cats there. Well, everybody's shooting two the rest of the 1:43 of this quarter. Make sure I still knew that since the last time we were on.
I was just making sure the rule hadn't changed. As French weaves away and finds free down low, left handed shot up and good. 18-1, Matt Kenny leads. 1:35 left to go, opening quarter. Burns pushing back the other direction for Fleming County. Got it dribbling between the circles. Dribbles over to the right wing, gets all the way in. Puts up a shot, no good, misses everything. Three gets a rebound, finds Crouch. She turns, gets it over to Barrett. Barrett walks it across the timeline. Barrett gives it up to French. French curls, nobody picks her up, takes it all the way to the free throw line. Back to Barrett, three straightaway is up. Good.
Nothing but the bottom.
21-1, Babkin leading. 105 left to go here. As in the front court they come. Burns, coast to coast, lays it up and in. 56 seconds left to go. 21-3, Bath County on top. Bath County with the basketball. Norris bounces it to French. Stops, pops, elbow jumper. Good. Bath County on top by 20. 23-3. 42 seconds left to go, opening quarter. It's Watson. Left-hand dribble to the left block. Lays it up. No good. Rebound comes off. Ends up in Crouch's hands. She looks, finds Barrett. Barrett will come dribbling in the front court. She walks up to the timeline. Miss left side. Crosses it with 25 seconds. Picks it up top from three. Barrett with it. Between the circles. Gives it up to French in that right corner. French stops, pops another elbow jumper up. No good. Watson with the rebound with 13 seconds. Ball knocked loose. Goes to the floor. Watson throws it in the hands of Freed with 8 seconds. Freed makes a move to the paint. Blocked by Adams. Freed gets it back. Puts it up in the air with 4 seconds. 25-3. Bath County leads. Burns heave at the buzzer. No good. We played one quarter of basketball here in Owensville, and it's your Bath County Lady Cats 25, Fleming County Lady Panthers 3. Back to second quarter in 1 minute, right here on WKCA.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owensville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
One quarter of basketball in the books here, and it's Bath County leading it by 22 points over Fleming County in this girls' matchup. Boys will be in action tomorrow night right here, taking on Bluegrass United, trying to avenge an earlier loss from about a couple of weeks ago.
That's a really good squad they're taking on again.
Absolutely. And then it'll be the Round County game here on Thursday night. You'll be able to hear it live right here on WKCA. Gordon, three up, no good. Rebound comes off to Adams. She finds Jackson, now to Watson.
No hesitation from Gordon, just fresh off the bench and went.
Watson running one-hander up, spins out, no good. Rebound comes off. Crouch in the mix. Jump ball, possession arrow, and should be in favor of Fleming County. So you know, Fleming will look inbound underneath their own basket.
Use a little, I guess, fight analogy on this game. Bath has landed a couple haymakers. The question is, can they go ahead with the knockout punch and get this over with? Unlike they did against Round.
Adams finds Jackson on the other post. She puts up the hook shot, no good. Gets her board back, no good. And have a foul down low. It's going to be a Bath County 13. Gordon, her first. I know Gordon's just a youngster, but I was glad to see she was out supporting her classmates last night at the middle school. A lot of these girls do that. They throw up and good from Jackson. 25-4 now. 7:26 left to go before halftime. Bath County on top. Jackson, couple dribbles to the deck. Second free throw is on its way. Good as well. Cuts the lead to 20. 25-5.
Good looking free throw stroke there.
French.
Yeah,
nice crouch.
See what the Lady Cats can do with Ashton on the bench.
They give it back to French. She's got it between the circles. Coach Collier calls the play.
Get his motion off.
Reed on the left wing. Reed gives it up to Freed. Three straight away is up. It's good. 28-5. Now what that does is, I know Coach Collier probably didn't want that shot from Freed, but what that does, though, is it causes the bigs to have to come out on her now.
Brings them away from the basket.
Watson gives a pass over to the right wing to Holland. Loads it inside to Adams. Ball knocked away from behind by Fareed. Lucky it wasn't two. Miss Barrett will come back in.
That was a quick breather. Replaces Josie Reed.
Reed will check out. The back end with the original starters out on the floor. They lob it into Adams up top. French comes and knocks it away, but Watson ends up with it and then turns, runs into Crouch. That was a travel. I thought he was going to call the foul on Crouch, but shouldn't have been.
Davy Anderson stepped in there and said she shuffled her feet before, and that's exactly what happened.
So Bath County will look to inbound. No pressure being applied from Fleming County. They've only been able to set up the press just a couple of times on a made basket.
And it's not been very successful either.
It's French. Gives it up to Barrett. Barrett with it. Penetrates all the way to the rack. Lays it up. Nice spin off the glass. 30-5. Bathkin on top by 25. 6:26 left to go here. Opening half of basketball in Owingsville. Watson dribbling up top. Has it near the jump circle. Just pass over to the right wing to Mallory Price. Goes it into Adams to Jackson. Back out to Watson. Threes up. Top the key. In and out. No good. Norris with the rebound. And Jackson just pushes it to the floor. We're going to have a rebounding foul on Jackson.
She had some words with the officials there, and it's...
That's dangerous territory right there. So Fleming County's going to come with a 2-1-2 full court press. So get it to Barrett, back to Norris. Norris throws it to French. Over to Crouch on the far side, and it's knocked away by Fleming. Looks to be Bath County ball.
Make a pass to make a pass there. Get the defense off of you.
So loaded in the backcourt to French. She goes back and gets it. French comes in the front court, gives it over to Barrett. Burns jumps on Barrett. Barrett gets away from her. Over to Norris. Now to French on the right wing. French looks, dribbles all the way to the top, gives it to Crouch. Crouch comes dribbling across, throws the pass over to Barrett. Out high on that right wing. Now to Norris. Norris takes a pass on the inside, dribbles across, gives it back to Barrett. Barrett backs up from the half court here. New play set. Barrett works, gets around Burns, and then Burns puts both hands on him.
It's her first.
So fouls on Lacey Burns, her first, team second of the quarter. Bath County inbounds into the backcourt to French. Tell you what, that matchup with Holland and French, nice size between the two. French out on the left wing, back to Barrett.
Good ball
now
move.
Now Norris, three, up, right side, good. 33-5, Bath County leads, 5:15 left to go.
Really good ball movement there by the Lady Cats.
To give it to Burns, puts it on her hip, now puts down the dribble, out high on this right wing. Comes dribbling across, got it to the elbow. Stop, shot up, bouncing off, no good. Rebound tipped down right in the hands of Adams. And then Norris ties it up. Adams committed to Cardinal Sin for a big, bringing it down to your waist. Kenny gets the ball. They give it in to Barrett. Bounces it over to French on the right wing. French gives it to Barrett. We're letting them really fight on the inside. Norris back out to Barrett. To French. Three right sides up. In and out. No good. Crouch comes backside. Gets a rebound. Dribbles to the corner. Needs some help. Up top to Barrett. Barrett takes him in the paint. Goes up. Scoop shot. Bouncing. Good. Bath County on top by 30. 35-5. 4:31 left to go. Opening half. Burns picks up a dribble, throws it up top, into the hands of Sadie Price. She dribbles to the right side, gives it back out to Burns, fakes three, steps in, puts up a shot. It's long, rebound comes off, Adams got it down low. Trevor, foul on Bath County. We're going to give that one on Crouch.
Got that as her first.
I as well. Holland will look to inbound from the baseline, looking, bounces into Adams. Adams working against Breach. I thought she got away with steps. Jackson rebound on the backside.
Jackson did. Nope, she got it. Yep, she did. She did.
So Norris gets it inbounded to Barrett. To French, she gets across the timeline, gets all the way down, still with the dribble, gives it back out to Norris, out high on the right side. Loads it into Breed. Ball knocked away from behind. Ends up in the hands of Sadie Price. She comes dribbling up the right side. Takes it all the way down. Throws a shot up. Jackson with the rebound. Kicks it back to Adams. Adams drives all the way into the left side. Into Jackson. Shot up. Good. I was afraid it was going to be no good as high arcing as it was.
Looks like it might have hit that cable, but it's hard to tell from here.
Crouch has got it. Finds Barrett as she jumps into front court with it. Play called by Coach Collier on this near sideline. 35-7, Bath County leads, 3:30 left to go here in the half. It's French, gives it to Crouch, now to Barrett on the left wing. Barrett puts down the dribble, wraps around the pass to three, dumps it inside to Crouch, knocked out of bounds to Holland, and it'll be Bath County ball.
I think Collier's looking to try to run a little bit of clock here.
So we kind of came with a couple of substitutions as Adams and Holland will check out. Mallory Price and Argo come in. They find Crouch down low. She gives it out to Barrett out on the left wing. Barrett backs it out. Face using the pick. Stops, pops, elbow extended. Puts a shot up on this left side. Stretches and lead back to 30. 3:03 to left to go. Bath County on top. Lincoln County's Burns comes driving in. She puts a shot up, no good. Norris gets a backside rebound to Barrett. Lead pass up to French. French catches it, takes it, lays it up. That's good. 39-7. Bath County leads. 2:48 left to go. Sadie Price races the other direction for Fleming. And we're going to have a reach-in foul.
Norris is second. That's just lazy defense right there.
Our second team third.
Josie got one or two fouls.
Josie has one.
Okay.
Josie. No, Josie has two. You're right. Josie has two. Sorry.
I thought so.
I'm looking on the wrong sheet.
So Fleming County looks to inbound. They get it down low to Adams and around the kickball. Adams will look to trigger at this time. To get it in to Price. Adams, she's double teamed, forces a shot up. She's bailed out by a foul.
She almost triple teamed there. Josie backed off. That's Freeze.
Second.
Second.
Her second. team goal.
Adams going to the line for her first opportunity to get in the scoring column.
Adams free throw up and good.
Cox getting ready to come in the ballgame for the first time this year. Good to see.
I think she's a fan favorite. What do you think?
Sounds like it. She's already wrapped up unsung hero.
Adams' second free throw good as well. Cuts lead back to 30. 39-9. 2:38 left to go. As Reed has it. Tries to throw it back to Barrett. It's knocked out of bounds by Price. So Bathkin will look to inbound here. Reed in the backcourt to Barrett. No pressure until they get to half court. Barrett gets a pick from Crouch. Gets all the way in, kicks it over to French. French curls up top to Reed, who gives it over to Cox. Cox top the key with it. Surveys, looking, picks up the dribble, finds Barrett. Barrett over to French out high on the right wing. French curls, gives it to Crouch. Crouch back over to Barrett. Down to 2 minutes left to go in the half. Bathkin's lead is at 30. Barrett fakes, drive, shot, bouncing good off the glass.
Everything falling for the Lady Cats tonight, which is what you like to see.
Burns with it between the circles, working, gets around Cox, takes it all the way to rack, has a shot blocked by Crouch. Prince with the rebound. She comes back the other direction, leaves herself in the front court, over to Barrett on the right one. Barrett surveys, looking, skips it over to Cox. Cox stepped in, long two, lifts
yes.
Up, good. 43-9. 1:30 left to go.
Told you she was unsung hero. We've got that one wrapped up.
They lob it into Adams. Nice look. Nice catch and lay-in. 1:16 left to go. 43-11. Mackinney leads. Cox gets in the front court. Gives a pass over to French on the right wing. French picks up a dribble. Gives it to Barrett. Barrett with 1 minute. Takes a peek at the clock. Now backs up and starts using her dribble. Gets around a defender, gets into the paint, goes up, lays it in. 5-11.
Let me play him zero defense. Burns zero.
Pushing back the other direction. Ball knocked away. French gets a steal. She comes trying to split through a double team. Knocked away by Sadie Price. It'll be a Bathkin ball. So Gordon will come in. Barrett will check out.
Next bucket, running clock, Greg. My Bass County math, 45 minus 11 is 34.
So kick it up top to Cox. Cox catches it. Collier calls for a timeout. 37 seconds left to go in the quarter. Just a 30-second variety. We'll hold it right here. And Davey, what a tell of two different teams. You know, Bath County has come out and they've done what they needed to. They've kept their foot on the gas, not let up, and not played to the competition tonight.
It looks like they've really they've put the work in the last 10, 11 days to get to this point. And you don't know what Fleming has done with their time. They're showing a lot of rust. And if the Lady Cats could do this every night, I mean, they could win a district title. They could easily beat anybody in the district and compete with everybody in the region.
We've said it all year. I think the 61st on boys and girls side is the toughest year in, year out. Because all four teams usually are very competitive and always well coached. Especially the girls this year.
Right.
Man. It's Mallory Cox looking to inbound. Looking. Throws it to French. Able to stop, put the brakes on right before going over in the backcourt. Dribbles up high. Gets a pick from Crouch. French picked up a dribble, needs some help. He's back to Crouch, who stepped back. He's got it top the key. He's back over to French. Down to 22 seconds left to go. French gives it back to Crouch. Crouch has a foul on, backs up 14 seconds, back to French. French curls, kicks it over to Reed. Reed thought about three, now picked up a dribble and has the ball knocked away by Argo. 6 seconds, Argo taking it coast to coast, laying a shot up, getting 2 points in the book. 45-13. As Gordon holds the ball, didn't get it inbounded, and we have reached halftime as your Bath County Lady Cats lead the Fleming County Lady Panthers here at the halftime intermission, 45-13. Maybe he's going to work on getting some stats together from this first half of play. We'll use this opportunity to go back to studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Babb County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA. Return courtside in a couple of minutes.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioRed.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick, across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School. As we have reached halftime, your Bath County Lady Cats leading the Fleming County Lady Panthers 45-13. You know, we probably ought to get Coach K. Will to come up and talk to us at halftime here before too long.
Yep.
As softball season getting ready to get started, the official practices in a couple of weeks, and all of that kind of fun stuff.
Less than a month away, it's February 15th.
Fun times.
Yep.
But, you know, I know baseball and softball, those are two sports that, you know, yeah, they have a spring season, but anymore, it's almost a year-round, you know, commitment to try to keep yourself in shape. We're able to have some of these players be able to share time with other sports. You know, you've got, on the girls' side of things, a lot of the softball players also play basketball. Same thing with the boys. I mean, you look at a couple of them sitting over there tonight. They play baseball and basketball. And, you know, it's good to be able to share those kind of sports and be able to help each other out. And having feeder programs like the middle school, that helps a lot, too.
A small school like that has to be, you have to have kids play multiple sports. You have to get your numbers. And I encourage all kids to play as many sports as possible. Don't just pick one and specialize in one. You need to play multiple sports for a lot of reasons.
Well, and not necessarily do you have to be the star in all of them, but
the
conditioning and the camaraderie that you get helps so much.
Exactly. You use different muscles. You don't. You tend to be to have less injuries playing more than one sport. So it's always a big thing.
As Bath County made their way back out, going to go through some warm-ups and try to get ready for the second half, as Fleming County still back in their locker room. I anticipate them to be in there a little longer. Bath County just needs to kind of keep themselves in check, you know, for the second half and not let up.
Yeah, it's a tale of two different ball games when you look at the stats. Fleming County 4-20 from the field for 20%, 0-4 from three-point land, and 5-6 from the free throw line. They had, by my book, they had 13 turnovers in the first half. And that's what they didn't do the last time we played, was turn the ball over. And I had them with 12 total rebounds for the half in my book. Again, I am very unofficial because I'm really rusty on this one tonight. Lady Cats were 18 of 26 overall for 69%, 3 of 6 from three-point land for 50%, 6 of 7 for the free throw line for 85%. And I had them with 15 total rebounds and I believe only 2 turnovers in the half.
You were talking about you being rusty. I printed off Brown County stats the other night in preparation for this game.
Yeah.
So it's not doing me good tonight.
Yeah.
As I literally printed these out before tonight's game. But
Bath County was very efficient in their first half. Looked like they utilized their time off very well. They had those 2 disappointing losses to West Jessamine and Lafayette. I know the West Jessamine game was a 2 or 3 point ball game at the half, and they wound up getting blowed out in the second half. And I know they weren't happy about that. And turned around, had to go to Lafayette the next day. So they've done a lot of work, and it's paid off. And hopefully they can keep it up, not only tonight but for the rest of the season. And you know, if they put a big score out here, you know, and it gets posted, a lot of people will be like, we need to start paying a little attention to the Bath County Lady Cats, especially within the district. It'll catch Round's eye for sure. Unfortunately, we lost to Round here, so hopefully we can pay them back when we go to Round.
On Friday night.
So,
as the Bath County Lady Cats, in the first half, our recruitment opening arguments, of course, checking in with the jury. Bath County needed to limit their turnovers and control the paint, get the rebounds, not allow the Twin Towers, so to speak, of Fleming County to control the paint area. And in the first half, I thought the Lady Cats did a really good job. They created turnovers, not committed them, and they were able to get on the boards and really limit Fleming County's chances.
They held Adams to 4 points in that half. Like I said, she had 23.
She had 2 of those from the charity stripe.
Yeah, to 23 and 12 the last game. I'm not doing individual rebounds for Fleming this time. This team for us as well. So we have definitely keyed on her and took her game away, took Jackson's game away, and limited Fleming County with a lot. We caught Fleming County off guard with that press. So if Bath County can come out and pick up 3 points here right off the bat, get this 35, get the clock rolling, and all of us can go home early and get ready for the rain.
As I thought Krause did a really good job. She does it all the time and kind of under the radar, but she plays bigger than what she is. I don't know how many times I looked down there and she either had Jackson or Adams blocked out, keeping them away from the boards, just getting in there and kind of creating, you know, her own space.
You have to have players that's going to do the dirty work. If you don't have players to do the dirty work, you're not going to win ball games, especially ball games like this. So she's not afraid to go in there and do that, and that's good to see. She's always been like that. She's not always been a big scorer, even though she needs to shoot a little bit more. But tonight we need her for her defense and her rebounding and staying on the court. The only out of our arguments, you know, we rebounded the ball, we took care of the ball. We do have 3 players with 2 fouls apiece, so hopefully that doesn't come back to bite us. Like I say, if we can get this running clock going, we can get out of here without anybody getting in foul trouble. Anybody getting hurt, and we can all get home sitting by the fire.
As getting ready for the second half to start, put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In 5 models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, the Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today. As the Bath County Lady Cats out on the court, ready to go for action in this second half. Currently, we are at halftime, 45-13. Bath County leads Fleming County in this girls' district matchup here in Owensville this evening.
Let's see if the Lady Cats can keep it going. Sometimes when you're playing like this, you hate to have a break, and it kind of
zaps your mojo, cools you off.
So hopefully that's not what happens tonight. So
Barrett, French, Fareed, Norris, and Crouch on the floor. You've got Adams, Jackson, Sadie Price, Mallory Price, and Ava Watson on the floor for Fleming County. Back with the original starting five for both of these squads. In the backcourt, they go to Watson. Watson picked up a dribble, bounces to Sadie Price. Now to Mallory Price, they loaded inside to Jackson. It was knocked away momentarily. And we'll have a reach-in foul on Barrett. Barry kind of gambled on that backside and committed the personal.
That's her second foul. Bath starting out man-to-man again. It looks like Fleming's goal, this objective this half, is to throw the ball down low to their bigs.
So Jackson with it on the inside. Gets rewarded with a couple of free throws. Good free throw shooter on the season, this Jackson.
Yes, she is. Got a nice looking form.
And gonna get a freebie here if she misses this one, as we got a lane violation. Made the first, missed the second, gets us Rigo.
And these are the minimal mistakes you can't make when you've got a big lead coming out of the half.
Capitalize on it to Jackson. Cuts lead to 30. Going to have a foul against Fleming County.
Sadie Price, she was holding Prince. She tried to bait Bailey into a hole, into a charge. That was a good call.
Price picks up her third.
Fleming's gone man-to-man.
Barrett with it up high. Big set. Barrett stops at the elbow. And I'll say she traveled with it. First Collier's going jump stop. She kind of went with a one-footed stop and drove that foot ever so slightly.
I don't know if she really did, but it just looked like she did. The ref had no point but to call it, but she may have drug it just enough.
So Watson with it up top. Forcing her to go right as they loaded into Adams. Adams got away with the walk, puts a shot up, no good. Barrett comes on the backside, gets the rebound off the miss. She comes dribbling up this right side. Kicks it over to French. French comes up to the top. Now has it between the circles. Working. Still dribbling with it. Gives it over to Norris out on that left wing. Norris curls. Bounces it to Faree. This Norris was falling down. Faree takes a left-handed shot all the way in. Shot up, good. No good. She was fouled.
Good take by Faree right there. Good strong take. Good left. That was number 40, Watson. Her second. Right?
Yep. I didn't even see Watson down there.
I didn't either.
I thought it was going to be on Adams, but Faree free throw up and good. Second free throw from Fareed on its way. Made them both. 47-15, Bath coming on top.
Part of her game, she's really improved, which is good to see, because you get a lot of points going to the free throw line.
Watson stops and pops from the right side. Gets the lead back to 30. 6:35 left to go here in the third quarter. Bath coming on top. Barrett behind the back dribble. Gets it in the front court. Gets it over to French. French with it in the circles. Missed an opportunity for Barrett to go back door there. Norris gets it to Barrett.
Nice
Barrett
move.
Gets her defender off her feet. Goes up, loses it, ball on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Bath County.
I thought Ashton should have stopped and shot that one from the elbow. She had. That's what Collier's telling her right now. You've got the jump shot right there. Don't force it in there underneath.
As she seen the opportunity, I thought she could get a foul picked up.
Yeah.
Norris gets it to Barrett out on the right wing. Barrett catches it, puts it down the dribble. Still with it, directing traffic. Gets it up to French. French over to Norris. Norris takes three, goes a step back, has it knocked away. French comes up, gets it, has it between the circles. Barrett comes up, gets the ball from French, over to Norris. Norris throws it down low, back door, trying to hit Barrett. Barrett forces the shot up, no good. Jackson gets a rebound, finds Sadie Price. She comes dribbling up the right side in the front court. Price working against Norris, gets it up to Watson. Watson penetrates all the way to the left block, gets her defender off her feet, goes up, gets her on board, and Barrett comes in, takes the ball away. Now they're going to call it, and they do.
Jackson's third. That's the last thing the Lady Cats need tonight.
So Barrett has picked up her third personal. Price had a necklace on, making him take it off.
Not sure how they didn't catch that in the first half.
she wasn't out there a whole lot. As they get it to Jackson in the quarter, Crouch knocks it away from her, comes up with the steal. Barrett comes through going all the way down, shot up off glass, no good. Rebound comes around. Sadie Price comes up the rebound. She's got her player out in front of her, and Mallory Price, she puts a shot up, no good. Rebound comes off, kicked out of bounds, threw back Kenny Ball, as Sadie Price knocked it out last.
Mallory Price got under guard too far on that shot. Then the pass is too late, but Mallory should have stopped and waited for it.
To get it into Crouch on this near side. Crouch comes dribbling up. Gets around everybody, gets it in the front court, now has it between the circle. Plymouth County contending on letting her dribble. Ball knocked away. Watson, Barrett. Barrett picks it up. Timeout. Be back any ball. Barrett with a heads-up play there, realizing she was in trouble and no help coming back. Called for a 30-second timeout. 47-17. Bethkenny leads it by 30. We'll be inbounding at a three-quarter court here. As
Bethkenny's, I don't know if it's sloppy play, but Fleming's picked up their defensive pressure a little bit, but we've come out a little lackadaisical at the start of this half here, which, you know, could be understood with a 30-plus lead, 30-point-plus lead. So they need to get back to where they were in the first half, taking care of business.
Well, I mean, 6:45 was the time when Bath County hit the free throws, the three made there by French, and that's our only points of this second half. 5 minutes and 1 second left to go, so that's minute 45.
That's not good.
And Bath County's been known for having scoring droughts.
Yes, we have.
So Norris will look to inbound. Throws it, and it's stolen away by Price. Price catches it, lays it up and in. 4:55 left to go. Plymouth County clawing back. 47-19. Spree dribbles up the
nice
right side.
Pass.
Nice little wraparound
nice.
Pass. Crouch misses it. Adams gets the rebound. Bunch Jackson. Jackson to Watson. Watson leaves it off over here to Price.
I thought she walked, but
step back three is up. Off the mark, no good. Jackson's the rebound. Her and Barrett fighting for it. And Barrett's going to be four on Barrett.
Wow.
So Mallory Cox set to come in. Barrett will have to check out those four personals with 4:38 left to go.
It's going to be changed again. Barrett didn't stop it again.
4:50 left to go. So lob it to Adams at the free throw line. She wraps it over to Jackson. She didn't know it was coming. Goes out of bounds. Turns it over to Bath County.
Now this press becomes even more interesting with the main ball handler out.
So Norris will look to inbound. Looking. Lobs it in. Reed goes to get it. It's poked away. Last touch by Watson of Plymouth County.
Bath may have got away with one there, but it's hard to tell which one hit it. But again, we're missing that ball handling of Barrett.
Cox looking to trigger. Gets it in Norris over on that left side. Norris drives. Tries to wrap around past the three, and it's stolen away by Holland. Holland comes dribbling all the way down, finds Adams. Adams lobs it to Jackson on the other post. Jackson uses her body for some space. Gets the back and a foul down low.
And I was on three. That's her third.
And it is on three. So Jackson, free throw up and good.
That's her 5 for 5 from the free throw line.
54% shooter on the season.
How about that?
French, coast to coast, laying it up, no good. Adams claims the rebound for Fleming, then Mallory Cox ties it up, jump ball. Fleming County ball.
Bailey was out of French there. Bailey French was out of control a little bit there, but I thought maybe she got bumped a little bit, but there was no call. We have 14 fouls, which puts Fleming in a double bonus with 4:19 to go in this quarter. Like you say, we've not scored in a while.
Watson throws it to Bullitt to Jackson. Jackson comes up with it. Throws it over to the far side. Adams comes up with it. She's got it on the right block. Up and under move, no good. Jackson with the rebound. She cleared out some space. Adams with the rebound. She goes up. It's going to be a foul down low on Bath County. And it's going to be on three.
That's her fourth.
fit.
Josie Reed will come in.
Everything in this half, it's just completely flip-flopped of momentum already, just 4 minutes into this third quarter.
Well, they definitely allowed the bigs to,
yes,
to move their space down low.
This has turned into a dog fight.
Four minutes left to go, 47-23. Bath County still with the lead here in this third quarter. Second free throw from Adams, good as well. Have they missed from the charity stripe?
Team? One. They've missed one.
I think it was an accident. Well, actually, they missed two, but we give them a freebie.
Yeah,
French has it knocked away from behind by Holland.
They're 10 of 11 from the free throw line. We need a bucket. Don't care what kind it is, we need a bucket right here.
Cox will look to trigger from underneath their own basket. Lots it into French. French has it at the charity stripe. Now backs up between the circles. Norris comes to set a pick. Bounces it over to Cox. Cox curls in. Kicks it back to Norris. Norris back to Cox. Cox looks. Gets some instruction. Gets it up to French. French kicks it over to Cox. Two. Left side's up.
Blocked.
Blocked.
Partially blocked.
Jackson comes up with it. Gets it in the front court. Cox comes down, knocks the ball away, stolen away by Norris. Norris in the front court, still with the dribble, gives it up to French. French has it knocked away, gets around the defender. Backs up, three, right side's on its way. No good. Rebound comes off to Holland. Holland gives it up to Watson. Left-handed up the left side. Gives it up, Burns. Scoop shot up, no good. Back in with the rebound. And then Jackson bumps French on the baseline. French gets up and says something to her, and then Jackson claps and smiles and blows kisses to the crowd.
That's Jackson's second.
So Norris will look to trigger it in. Looking. Throws it into French. Holland knocks it away, but saves it back in.
Throws it right back to French.
French gets in the front court. Gives it up to Reed. Reed thought about three. Didn't pull the trigger. Gives it over to the left side of this Bath County to Norris. Back up to French between the circles. French surveys. Puts down a dribble. Gives it up to Reed. Reed has it out on this right side. Picks it up top. So give it back to Norris. Norris fakes the pass. Now drives in. Kicks it back to French. French takes into the paint, goes up.
Say
no shot, she made a basket. Foul's going to be on Argo.
Her first, team four. So everybody's shooting the double bonus now this quarter.
So Cox will look to trigger from underneath their own basket. Cox looks, gets it to Grouch. Oh, she should have went up with that.
Yes, she should have.
Adams was on the wrong block, had no idea that Crouch was wide open. French working up top. Crouch sets a pick. French still with a dribble. Bounces over to Cox. Three corners up. No good. Argo gets a rebound. Gives it up to Burns. Burns comes racing in the front court to Watson on the right wing. Watson into the paint. Floater up. No good. Adams with the rebound. Brings it down. Puts a shot up. No good. Gets it back again. Brings it down, gives it up to Watson. Watson kicks it out to Holland, who gives it to Burns. Norris dives in, commits the foul.
That's
just trying to go for the ball.
That's her third. That puts him at the free throw line, shooting two.
He was down to 23. Her third, team hit.
Collier keeps looking down his bench for somebody to put in, and there's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
Free throw up and good from Burns.
You know, Fleming evidently practiced free throws while over the break.
Burns' second free throw, bouncing in good. Burns came into this matchup 20 of 33, 60% free throw shooter. 26-47, Bath County on top.
Don't run off the labor.
Needs some help. Holland comes up with the steal. Watson. She's a lefty. Free throw jumper up and short. Cox gets a rebound over to Norris. Norris dribbles right in. Ball ends up in the hands of Reed. She bounces over to French. French has got it over on that left wing. French curls, takes it all the way in. Going to have a foul down low on Fleming County.
On Burns, her second. Two free throws for Bailey.
Put French at the line for two. Free throw up from French is good. That's the first point, 66-45 mark for Bath County.
Again.
In this quarter.
It's kind of how the season has gone for Bath County. The long droughts of not scoring. It's really hurt this team.
Second free throw from French. Bouncing good.
Good.
She has all of the points in this quarter. All of those coming from the charity stripe. Does Bailey French. 49-26. Bath County with the lead. Fleming County with the basketball. So skip it to this near side. Argo 3 is up and it's good. Makes it a 20-point game. 108 left to go in the third. French dribbling up the right side. Gives it up to Norris. She really wanted to pull the trigger.
She did.
Backs up. Gives it to French. French with it between the circles. Works off the pick. Tries to split to a double team. Going to have a jump ball as French was tied up trying to split through the two defenders. It'll be a Bath County ball.
Fleming got away with a foul there. There's no way you could reach across like that and get a jump ball out of that. I don't care what that referee's trying to explain to Collier. That was definitely a foul.
And I think he realizes that.
Yeah.
To get the ball inbounded to Reed, who gives it up to French. French with it up top. Ball knocked away by Burns. Burns picks it up, lays it up the other end, misses the shot. French with the rebound for Bascom. She comes dribbling in the front court. Clothesline by Argo.
Her second. Two free throws again for Bailey.
Bailey French gathering herself. She took a hard steal. Well, these Fleming County faithful is hardcore over
yes,
there.
They
hard.
Are.
She's all right after taking
yeah.
the clothesline. And this is basketball, not the WWE or whatever that, ECW or whatever those wrestling things. Oh, wow, Valley Wrestling.
LVW.
French missed the first free throw. So French will get a breather. Gordon will replace her if she makes this free throw here with 34 seconds left to go in the quarter. Bath County on top by 20, 49-29. Second free throw from French on its way. In and out, no good. Jackson with the rebound for Fleming County. Gets in the hands of Burns. Nobody stops ball. Burns takes it coast to coast. Lays it up.
Missed a wide open layup and then made something like that. They've cut this lead to 18.
French gives it over to Norris on the right wing. 18 seconds left to go. Norris. On the back dribble. Dribbles all the way over to the left block. Goes in. Kicks it out. Three up and Reed, no good. Ball pinballs around. Krause comes up with it. She was tackled right in front of the official. Nothing. French at the buzzer for three. No good. We played three quarters of basketball here in Owingsville. And it's Bath County 49, Fleming County 31. As we'll take this opportunity back to studio here, work with some sponsors. Return in 1 minute with the fourth and fifth quarter right here on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345. And we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Wyoming County basketball to start this fourth and final quarter here. Bath County's lead has been trimmed to 18, been as many as 34.
34. We were at 34. We were right at the tip of the edge of going for running clock. Bass going to the zone, 1-2-2.
They lob it into Adams down low. Crouch gets a block from the backside. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch will phone him to do Bath County ball.
Adams touched it last.
To Barrett. Lobs it into Cox. Cox hands it to Barrett coming up this right side. Barrett pushes it all the way down. Shot up. 2 points in the book.
I believe that should, 31. I believe that should have been an and one.
I thought there's been a lot of and one opportunities. So that
man, drops. What they've called and not called, I just.
Sadie Price with it out on the right wing. Puts a shot up. In and out, no good. Adams with the rebound. Puts it back up in the end. The bigs for Fleming County just having their way on the inside is Norris.
That's the hardest thing to do is rebound when you go to zone.
Over to Cox on the left wing. Back up to Reed. Reed puts down one dribble. Needs some help. Has it popped away from behind by Holland. Gives it up to Jackson. Gives it right back to Holland. She will come into front court with it. Over to Sadie Price. Three is on its way. It's good. ...51-36, Fleming County mounting a comeback here. Bath County's called for a timeout to talk about things. 6:56 left to go, just a 30-second timeout. As we'll take it, send it back to Stewart or work from Couples Concerts. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA. Back.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Get back to live action. Bath County's Norris loses the ball out of bounds. Turns it back over to Fleming County. The Fleming County will inbound. Norris will check out. So you've got Cox, Crouch for Reed, Barrett, and French on the floor for Bath County. Barrett with four, Reed with four. Sadie Price dribbles all the way in. Forces up shot, no good. Barrett comes down with the rebound. Dribbles in for the paint. Backs the basket. Scoop shot up and good. 53-36.
Nice move there to avoid the charge and pick up that fifth foul.
Sadie Price throws it away.
Nobody touched that, and they're going to give it to Fleming. All three of them missed that. Nobody touched that ball right there. Nobody touched that ball for Bad County.
Fleming County knows they got away with one. They're going to talk about it. One official said, he's already said to the coach, I didn't see it.
It's Johnny Law has entered the building.
Adams. It's Burns cutting to the basket. Arcing shot somehow goes home. 53-38, 6:17 left to go. Back, and he's still on top. Barrett throws it to Cox. Two, right side is up. Off the mark, no good. Rebound comes off. French ends up on the floor. Jump ball. Possession in favor of Bath County.
Fleming's arguing, but Fleming got it to start the quarter.
They get it into Barrett down low. Barrett now will retreat back out. Got it down on the right wing. Reed comes up, top, sets a pick. Barrett couldn't get free from it. Finds Crouch, open three, right side's up. In and out, no good. Reed fights for a rebound, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bath County, be Plumbing County ball.
Bath getting a couple good looks there. That just ball just wouldn't fall for him, wouldn't drop.
I have no problem with Crouch shooting that shot,
I do
especially
not
wide open.
Yeah. Especially when she catches and shoots and doesn't hesitate.
Burns will come dribbling in the front court. Gets up to Price. Now to Jackson. Popped up high. Over to Adams. She'll launch a three. It's up. In and out. No good. Rebound comes off. Barrett's got it for Bath County. And she's going to be fouled. It's going to be Watson or Burns.
Burns. Her third.
Her third team first.
I don't know if Coach Cox teaches some of his players to do this or not, but they all seem to like to argue with their officials.
Yeah.
It's the inbound at the French. French turns on the Jets, dribbles herself all the way down, goes it over to Crouch out on that left wing, gets it to Barrett, now up high, out on that left side. Barrett gets it in, stops, pops.
Nice.
Elbow jumper is good. 55-38. Back and he's still on top. Sadie Price pushes it all the way down. Gets it in. Shot blocked on the baseline by Crouch. Gets her on board this Price. She goes up again. Foul down low. Which Lady Cats are going to be?
We hope Kaylee Crouch. And that's 11. We'll take that too, okay. Mallory.
On Cox. Mallory Cox, her first.
Anybody but Fareed or Barrett.
So Price at the line. Free throw up. Bouncing good.
Again, they've only missed one free throw.
Sadie Price, 36 of 46 coming in, 78.3% free throw shooter. She don't miss many.
That's what we needed right there.
I worked on
good,
it.
Good save by Ashton there.
Spree gives it to Barrett. French on the deck. Gets up, Barrett, still with the dribble out there on the left wing. Big set by Spree. Barrett gives herself in, goes up the shot. Watson strips her on the
ground. One of them, Smith. I don't know which one. Freed.
Freed. Looks like she took one to the chops and was kind of falling down and fell into the player. Norris will come in. Cox will check out. Actually, Freed's going to have to check
Freed's
out.
Freed's going to come out with her fifth.
Scott Hogan got to play defense.
Got to play defense. Got to get stops.
Stand down at the Burns. Burns, the senior, comes dribbling in the front court. Throws it over to Sadie Price. She launches three from the right wing. It's in and out. No good. Barrett gets a rebound. She sees an opening. Finds French up ahead of everybody. Takes it. Lays it up. 2 points in the book.
Good look ahead right there. Bailey snuck off for a wide-open layup.
Sadie Price gets into the paint, turns, needs some help, finds Burns. Burns curls into the paint, forces one up. She traveled with it.
Yep.
She ran right into Norris and Crouch.
She had no place to go.
So 4:14 left to go in the game. It's inbound at the Cox. She comes up the right side, throws it in the front court, trying to get it to French. Stolen away by Fleming. Price back the other direction. Norris, I thought she deflected it. It went off the rim. And Argo pushes Crouch down.
Argo's fourth.
Back inning.
This last 4:02 is going to be
fireworks.
Exactly.
I don't smell popcorn.
No. I smell fireworks.
So get it to Crouch at the foul line. She finds Barrett. Barrett working against Burns. Gets in the front court. On the back dribble. Barrett lost it but comes back up with it. Finds herself all the way at the rack. Lays it up. No good. Adams gets a rebound. Adams in the front court. Gives it up to Argo. Skips it over to Watson. Watson, left-handed move, gets to the lane, lays it up, no good, missed it. Norris gets a rebound. So Barrett will come walking in the front court. Switches over left-handed dribble. Picks it up top by Crouch. Barrett gets free. A stutter step. Lays it up. No good. Adams with the rebound. Adams finally gives it up. It's Cox on her. Now the front court. A look pass over to Watson. Shot up right side. Bouncing off. No good. Barrett with the rebound. 3 minutes left to go.
Run that clock. Run that clock.
Clinging to an 18-point
lead. Take care of the ball.
French finds Crouch, who finds Barrett cutting back door.
Kickball,
fast any ball. So three out for Fleming, three in. Jackson, Adams, Holland, Mallory, and Sadie Price. Cox looks, lobs it in to Barrett. Barrett dribbling out high. Picks it up top. And Sadie Price just pushed to the pick of Crouch. That's her fourth.
Argo should have three. I looked at it wrong for Swatwell go. So Argo's got three. Sadie Price has got four.
So French hands it off to Barrett out on this right wing. Picked up a dribble. Skips it over to Cox out on that left side. Cox gives it up to Barrett. Barrett working against Holland. Finds French. French pump fake shot. No good.
Nice move.
She was fouled.
Nice move. I got Price at five.
That'll be her fifth.
It's her fifth.
So both teams are the player that's fouled out. Burns will come in. Sadie Price will check out. Bailey French at the line for Bath County. 2:16 left to go in the game. French free throw on its way. Bouncing good. It's going around and bounced over. Day 39.
Some of the things that adults will holler at kids is unbelievable. I hate to say that on the radio, but really? I mean.
Exactly. 59-39. Burns.
Bailey's not even old enough to drive, is she?
I don't think so. As Mallory Price takes it, has
nice
it blocked by Norris. Norris gets her own
defense.
Court. French gets it in the front court.
Nice defense without fouling right there.
French got away with a cardinal sin. She turned her back to the defense. So give it up to Norris. Norris back out to Barrett.
Going to run a lot of clock here.
Over to French.
Free throws or a layup. Free throws or a layup. Make them come out and guard you.
Back to French. French curls. Hands it off to Barrett. Barrett gives it over to French, who gives it to Norris. Gives it back to Barrett. Back over to French on the far side. French gives it up to Norris. Now they give it to Barrett, who gives it to French. French gives it up to Cox. Now to Norris. Norris tripped up top by Adams. It's the fifth. Should put Norris at the line.
Two shots for Jericho.
Had that his first foul for Adams.
Yes, can you believe that?
Norris. Spinning the basketball, eyes the basket, free throw on its way. It's short.
It's another one.
Jackson and Adams will check out. Argo and Kelly will come in. Our second free throw on its way, in and out, no good. Argo with the rebound. Gives it up to Burns. Burns comes dribbling in the front court. Sends herself into the paint, kicks it back to Kelly. Now to Mallory Price, three from the left side's up, no good. Rebound comes off to Kelly, who finds Burns. Burns takes into the paint, scoop shot up, no good. Crouch commits the foul with 56 seconds left to go.
Kaylee's second.
Come on, throw up and good for Burns.
Again, they've only missed two free throws. Let's see if we can get a little jinx again here. Didn't work that time.
68% free throw shooting team for the season. It's going to be much better tonight. They get it to Crouch. Timeout being called by Bath County.
It's going to be a fool.
So 55 seconds left to go in the ball game. Bath County with an 18-point lead and basketball length of the court to go. Had to burn a timeout there. As they will be able to run the baseline.
Yes, yeah, still can run the baseline.
Well, Coach Scott was making sure of that.
Yeah, because yeah, the ball never got thrown in.
So, Bath County in the second half has only put up 14 points.
Third quarter, what, they put up four?
Third quarter, they put up four. All those from charity stripe.
Yeah. You can't have those droughts, you know. You've got to be able to play, put two halves together. You know, they're going to come away with a victory here tonight, but they got to learn from what they did, their mistakes.
As Barrett gives it to French, he gets it right back as French jumped out of bounds to get it. Barrett gets it in the front court. They come up, try to double team her. They hand it off to Norris, over to French. French with it out high. Now between circles over to Norris, out on that left side. Now up top they go to Barrett. Barrett turns, and we're going to have a foul on Burns. You probably understand that, but. Game, 40 seconds left to go. Barrett. First free throw on its way and good. Barrett's second free throw good as well. Makes it a 20-point game. Burns. Dribbling, hands it off to Argo. Argo lowers her head, throws it over to Mallory Price. Gets it right back to Argo. Argo back to Price. Now to Burns. Burns comes driving in. Shot blocked by Barrett, and Barrett going to commit her fifth.
We heard fifth.
Foul. Josie Reed will come in to replace her. For the final 24 seconds. Burns at the line for two. Burns free throw is a little bit long. 60% free throw shooter on the season is Burns. Like I said, team is 68%.
Yeah, they have shot it well tonight.
Burns' second free throw rolls good. 24 seconds left to go. Sprints. Gives it up to Reed. Reed drives in. Needs some help. Gets it up to Norris. Now to Cox. Back to Norris. He's got it at the jump circle. Over to French. French. Goes across. Gives it to Cox. 7 seconds. Gives it up to Norris. Ball goes in the backcourt. 4 seconds. I think I would have just let it keep bouncing because Fleming County wasn't coming after it.
Yeah.
As Gordon will come in, Norris will check out. Final 3 seconds. Fleming County is going to inbound. They lob it down low. Crouch knocks it away. Scoop shot up. At the buzzer is good. The final score, Fleming County 60, Bath County 61, Fleming County 44 as the Bath County Lady Cats knock off the Fleming County Lady Panthers. With the win, Bath County improves to 2-2 within the district, 11-7 on the season. With the loss, Fleming County slips to 2-1, 10-5 on the season. As Davey's going to work on getting some final stats put together, Coach Collier will come up and join us here in just a little bit. As you've been listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA. Once again, that final score, Bath County 61, Fleming County 44. Back in a couple of minutes courtside right here on WKCA.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders, and Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, Funeral Director, at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
If it was the amount of players that fouled out in a ball game, Bath County would win that one more often than not, as we did have two players fell out of this contest tonight. Plum County did have the one, but Bath County, it seems like when we start getting fouls, we get them in groups.
Yes,
and,
we do. Come in
and, it's our groups that we don't need to get them. But Bath County able to come out victorious in this one. Final score, Bath County 61-44. And so we kind of recheck on our opening arguments now in our final verdict, brought to you by Ira Kilmer Attorney at Law out in Salt Lake. Bath County Lady Cats in the first half had opened up a 45-13 lead. Wouldn't say they coasted. They had to fight tooth and nail to hold on to that lead.
Yes, they did.
And to come out with a victory here. But much improved. Definitely a team that was ready to play basketball was this Bath County Lady Cat squad. Things don't get any easier as Friday night you travel to Round County to take on the Lady Vikings, a team that you felt that you had the opportunity to get a win over earlier in the season.
Yes,
had them pinned down, scoreless in that first quarter, but allowed them to come back. Bath County able to shake off a win here tonight as Coach Collier making his way up, going to join us here as let him get the headsets on. Coach, hard-fought win, tough win, but Lady Cats prevailed here in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can beat a district opponent, we're going to take it. Absolutely. We came out firing on all cylinders. 32 points, we're up at halftime. Then next thing you know, we lay down in third quarter. We get out tussed. They get back in the game. That's exactly what happened to us the first game out over there. We did not a defensive rebound. They popped us. We said, here's what we got to do at halftime. We come out four straight mental errors right to start the third quarter. That's not a team that's ready to win the district. And that's what our goal is this year. We want to get through region. We want to cut those nets. You're up 32 on a district opponent. They're done. They are dead. We come back and we let them in the game and feel like they can beat us next game. You're supposed to take the life out of them right there. We didn't do it.
But they fought. They didn't give up. And we got to see hard-nosed basketball.
Yes, we did.
Now, especially when their back was at the wall. Fleming County had all of the momentum, and we didn't quit.
Now that I've been to everybody so they know exactly what we see over here, still, you beat them by 17. Is that what that is? Huh? I'm not getting you, coach, my math guy. That's a heck of a win.
He's also your money guy, but that's another time.
That's a heck of a win. Our girls came out with something to prove, and I think they proved that they belong in this district. You know, we had great all-around play. We've got to shore some things up. When the stuff starts getting going, we got to be ball tough. You know, we got to understand that everything's not a straight line drive. We can pull up mid-range sometimes. You know, that's what was working for us in the first half, you know. We got to learn to play defense without fouling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we were getting fouled in that third quarter, which wasn't helping our case any. But at the same time, if you're ball tough, they don't get back in that game like that. You know what I'm saying?
One thing I will say about your team, you can go back, you can watch it on film, you can look and everything. Fleming County, a lot of their players are very aggressive, and not just physically, but verbally in that type of play. And I thought our girls persevered. They didn't get baited into some of that silliness, and they really showed class.
Absolutely. And Fleming County is a classless team. They always have been. They are dirty. I don't care who says it. That one girl tried to step right on Kyra's head and brush her with her foot. And that just is what it is. And that's what the joy is of coming out and beating them. Now, but again, it's a hard-fought battle. I'm really proud of our team. I'm really thankful for our team. I love our team. We prove we belong. We're going to get back in the gym tomorrow and Thursday. We got another tough one out of another district opponent in Round County. We let one slip here. We got to go up there and prove to them that we can play. And the sky's the limit for this team if they will stick together and believe. If they will stick together and believe. Hats off to Mallory Cox, back off of ACL. She wasn't supposed to play. Not in the game plan to play tonight. It was going to bring her back against Fairview. Mal, you ready to go, Coach? I'm ready. I've been cleared. Brought trainer, she ready. Doctor said she's good. Stepped up, big 2 points, some rebounds, some ball handling. Hats off to that young lady for working her tail off the last 8.5 months to get back ready to go.
Absolutely. Coach, appreciate you coming
Thanks,
up.
Guys.
Great as always as Bath County Lady Cats get the win here tonight as they knock off the Fleming County Lady Panthers. Final score, 61-44, as Davey trying to clear his headsets off so that he can get back in. And
man, anybody wants to know, Mark Collier sweats during a ball game, yes.
it's all that CrossFit.
It's all that CrossFit he does, exactly. So we can go through stats just real quick for Fleming. They finished the game 13 of 50 from the field for 26%, 2 of 8 from 3 for 18%, 16 of 19 from the free throw line for 84%, and I had them with 20 turnovers for the game, which, again, that's unofficial. Their scoring went with Burns 11, Price 6, Argo 5, Adams 8, Jackson 9, Kelly 2, and Watson had 3. For your Lady Cats, they finished 22 of 43 from the field for 51%, 3 of 12 from the three-point line, did not make a 3 the second half for 25%, 14 of 19 from the free throw line for 74%, which was really good. But I'd say they had 2 turnovers at the half. They went up with 13 turnovers in the second half for a total of 15. They were led in scoring French with 15, Barrett 29, Cox 2, Norris 3, Faree 12, for a total of 61-44. You know my unsung heroes already. We've already finished
Happy birthday, Kaylee Crouch.
Happy 18th birthday to Kaylee Crouch. Unsung hero is Mallory Cox, and then we can go from there.
Unsung hero brought to you by Sports Mowing Out in Olympia. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. And I agree. Mallory Cox come in. Like Coach said, wasn't even supposed to be part of the game plan. Was going to try to maybe work her in against Fairview on Saturday.
That's what he told me before the game.
Snuck her in tonight and hit her first shot. Just stepped right in there she hadn't missed a lick.
She's been playing all year. So, it may be a cop-out, I'm sorry, but the defensive effort tonight, defensive award has to go to the whole team. To shut down Fleming the way they did in the first half. In the second half, it wasn't much. The first half, they come out. They took care of business. They caused turnover after turnover. They almost shut them out in the first quarter. They had a 34-point lead at the half. You know, so I think, all in all, I think your whole team defense needs to go
They hit that late, too, made it 32.
Yeah.
But we had 34 with 51 seconds left to go.
Yeah, that's right. So that's my opinion on the defensive ward. And then you can also probably go with a cop out on offense, because if it wasn't for French, Barrett, and for Reed going to double figures, we wouldn't have won this ball game. Again, if you notice, you know, anytime any team, a lot of times if you can get 3 girls in double figures, you're going to win a lot of your ball games, and they're able to do that tonight.
If you can get 3 players in double figures, boys or girls,
exactly,
you've usually got a good opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, more. I mean, yes, exactly. You know, it can't be a one-man show or one-girl show, and it wasn't tonight. I thought it was a hard-fought victory for Bath County for all the girls.
Absolutely. As that's going to wrap up our broadcast here this evening, Bath County gets the win within the district on this girls' side of things, and they improve to 11-7 on the season, 2-2 within the district. Fleming County with the loss drops to 10-5, 2-1 within the district. Bath County gets the win over Fleming County tonight. 61-44 is your final score. As we're going to wrap things up here from Owingsville this evening, we'll next be in action as the boys' game will be on the air on Thursday night as they will be taking on the Vikings around county. Our next girls' broadcast with Davey and I will be on Friday night. Programming note for that one, as it is a 6:30 start as well. We'll be on the air somewhere about 10 or 15 minutes before tip, and that one is I will race up there to Round County to take on the Lady Vikings. So you can tune in and listen. Of course, on our sister station, the UK game's going on right now for those interested on WIVY 96.3. If you want to flip it over there and catch the Tom Leach and the boys on the rest of that action.
It's at the half, I believe. UK is down 8 at the half.
So pretty good ball game there as well, as the UK youngsters is trying to pull out a win. As the Bath County Lady Cats get it here, 61-44 is the final score. We're handing back in the studio. Another great job. All of our great sponsors. Of course, you, the listener. For Davey Moore, I'm Todd Waits. Good night, so long. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.